Welcome to Parshas HaShavua, this week's Parsha is Kisavoy. And I'm going to share with you two things in Parsha Kisavoy. The first is on the first mitzvah of the Torah, Bikurim, and then on another mitzvah later on in the Parsha. So the Pasuk at the very beginning of the Parsha says, V'hoya Kisavoy el ha'aretz, and it will be when you come to the land, Asher Hashem oleikecha noisan lecho nachala, that Hashem is giving you as an inheritance, V'yirishta v'yoshafta bo, you shall inherit the land, settle the land. And then the Torah continues to talk about that you will take from the first of your fruit, take it up to the Beis HaMikdash as a sign of gratitude, make a declaration, and rejoice in Hashem's blessings, and that is the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Baal HaTurim, on the very first pasuk, the Baal HaTurim, of course, was written by the Tur, the one who made the structure of the Shulchan Aruch into four sections and so on, a great sage. He says a very interesting comment. He always talks about gematrias and different things and formations of letters and so on. And he says, ki savoy, ki, the word ki, when you will come. Ki has the gematria of 30. The word tovoy has the same words as ovois. So taf, vez, vov, aleph is the same word as ovois, which means patriarchs, forefathers. And he says, this is connected to what it says in Gid HaNoshe, in Chulin, the Perek of Gid HaNoshe, in the Gemara Chulin, that there aren't less than 30 tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael that are considered like the Ovois. It's a little bit cryptic of a statement, but I saw in some of the commentaries on Baal HaTurim that what the Gemara is actually saying over there is, the Gemara says that there are 45 tzaddikim that the world rests on. 30 of them are in Eretz Yisrael, 15 are outside of Eretz Yisrael. And this is what the Baal HaTurim is referring to, that since this pasuk is talking about going into the land of Israel, a mitzvah to do with the land of Israel, so when you go into the land of Israel, there will be the 30 tzaddikim, which are like ovois. Now, the Gemara doesn't actually say that it's really like ovois, that they're like fathers, but it is mentioned in the Medrash that it is, in the Medrash it brings a similar thing, and there it says that we need at least 30 tzaddikim k'Avraham, like Avraham, which is one of the ovois. And we also know that it's brought down and elsewhere that it's the schus of the Ovis, the schus of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that we inherited the land of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, hence the comment of the Baal HaTurim that this pasuk is talking about ki and savoy, which means the 30 Ovis, the 30 tzaddikim who are like Ovis, that you will encounter when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and that's the merit on which the world actually stands. This idea, this comment of the Baal HaTurim that ki and savoy means Ovis, but also means literally you will come. The Ploes HaTorah brings an unbelievable thing from the connected to a Zohar. The Zohar says, a famous idea, that when someone has a simcha, someone celebrates, someone has a celebration of sort of wedding, or a mitzvah, whatever the case is, that the ovois, the ancestors, the patriarchs of the family, the matriarchs of the family, and so on, the ancestors come from the world of truth, and they join in, and they participate in the simcha. And he says, this is hinted in this parasha, Hoya ki savoy, that it will be a time of simcha, because the pasuk is talking about a mitzvah that's to do with simcha. Ki sovei, they will come. Sovei, who will come? Sovei, the ovois, the same letter as ovois. The forefathers come, the ancestors come. On this pasuk of Bikurim, there's an interesting machlokes. So the way the structure of the pasuk works is like this. It says, you will come to the land of Eretz Yisrael, v'hoyot will be, you come to the land, and you will inherit the land and settle the land. And it goes on to tell the mitzvah of Bikurim. So we find machloikas between the great halachic of the Talmud times, the Sifri and the Gemara Kedushin and so on, that in the Sifri it says that the word of Ahoyo means immediate, which means, in other words, that the mitzvah of Bikurim immediately applies when you come to Eretz Yisrael. So right away, as soon as they came to Eretz Yisrael, they had a mitzvah to bring Bikurim. As soon as they had a tree, if someone had a tree, and a mitzvah to bring Bikurim. On the other hand, the second opinion is no. The pasuk says, V'yarishta v'yashavta bo, you will inherit and settle the land. And then it says the mitzvah of Bikurim. So actually the mitzvah of Bikurim, although it's a mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, it did not begin, it did not apply immediately. It first had to go through the 14 years, the 7 years of conquering the land, the 7 years of settling the land. And only then would people be able to bring the mitzvah, bring the fruit as a mitzvah of Bikurim. And one of the ideas behind this machlekes, behind this dispute on a spiritual level is the following. Actually, both are applicable. What is Bikurim? Bikurim is the idea of hoidah, of thanks to Hashem, which represents a certain surrender to Hashem, that we understand that everything that we have comes from him. We are moida, we give ourselves over, we thank him, we dedicate him, we commit to him. It's all part of the word hoda'ah. Every single day, we wake up in the morning, it's an interesting phenomenon. We use the term hoda'ah right away, and we say modeani right away. We thank Hashem, we surrender to Hashem, we commit to having a day that is committed to Hashem, and so on. Then we go about our way and we daven and we get ready for davening and we davening. And towards the end of davening, we use the term again. Moidim. Moidim anachnu loch. Same idea as a modani. Right? Now, where does that come from? If we're able to dedicate Hashem, if we're able to thank Hashem, to surrender to Hashem at the beginning of the day, why do we need then to do it throughout davening? And at the end of davening, what is the meaning of these two things? But what happens is as follows. A person is made up of many layers. At our very core, we are always modeani. At our very core, because modeani doesn't only mean to thank. The word hoda'ah also means to agree with, to commit to surrender to. The core of a Jew is to surrender to Hashem, which is a good surrender, not a bad surrender. We wake up in the morning, we right away, being bikurim, we right away say modeani, right away. Because at our core, we are always committed to Hashem. And that simple modeani of a Jew when they wake up in the morning is the expression of the essence of the soul. We are yours. However, after a whole night of our neshama, our soul being up in heaven, cleansing itself, and so on, we start the day not very spiritual. So our other parts, our other faculties of how we exist, of our human experience, not very developed. So yes, we do express hoda'ah, we express modeani, because that's coming from the very core being of who we are, but that hoda'ah is not yet permeated the conscious levels of our experience, like our intellect, like our emotions. We're still pretty numb, spiritually numb, at the beginning of the day. And that's why we begin a process. We begin a process of learning a little bit before davening, preparing for davening, going through the different levels of davening, Pesukei Zimra, the Brachos of Shema, and getting to the highest pinnacle sort of davening, which is the Amidah. And it's at that point of the Amidah, at the end of the Amidah, we re-express Amodeh. We say Modim Anach Neloch again. But this time it's after having refined, after having thought about Hashem, felt Hashem, davening about Hashem, and we've sort of brought it down to all the layers of the soul, even the conscious layers, which were not there before. This is the two ideas, that the one modeani, the very beginning modeani, is like bikurim before you settle the land, right away. It's the bikurim that comes from the core of the soul. However, modim anach naloch towards the end of davening is after we've conquered and settled the land, which means we've worked with ourselves, we've brought under control our animal soul, we've settled our different layers of our consciousness with a godly connection, and then we're ready to say modim anach naloch once again. That's a thought I wanted to share with you. The other is about a pasuk in this week's parasha that says you should follow Hashem's ways, and it says, "V'holachta bidrachav," you shall walk in Hashem's ways, in His ways. The Rambam actually considers this as one of the 613 mitzvahs, and the way he frames it is as follows: he says, "What does it mean to walk in Hashem's ways? Mahu chanun, just like Hashem is compassionate, so you should be compassionate. Just like Hashem is merciful, you should be merciful, etc., etc." And the commentaries ask on the Rambam, this is a very strange idea. First of all, the term v'halachta bidrachav, the term you shall walk in his way, seems like a general statement just to do mitzvahs. And we know that the Rambam explains at the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs that it does not consider general mitzvahs that encompass a vast amount of mitzvahs to be part of the 630 mitzvahs, more of a general statement encompassing many other mitzvahs. But it's not one of the 630 mitzvahs. Even if you say, like some of Farshim point out, that no, the way Rambam is learning is that it's not a general statement to keep all mitzvahs, but it's more of a general statement to be specific in the type of personality we have to emulate Hashem's compassion and His mercy, and so on and so forth. But still, first of all, it's still a general mitzvah, and second of all, also, then it's all included in V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. So that you love your friend like yourself, surely that includes being compassionate and merciful and burying the sick and visiting burying the dead and visiting the sick, and so on and so forth. So why is it a separate mitzvah? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains a beautiful idea. He says, the mitzvah is not to be merciful and to do kindness to others. That's we know without this mitzvah. The mitzvah is v'halachta, you shall walk. Halicha means to grow. You should grow exponentially, you should grow amazingly out of yourself and be close to Hashem. How do you grow? Says the Rambam. Bidrachav. You have to walk in Hashem's name, ways. Be merciful, be compassionate. What does that mean? Sometimes a person can be merciful. Sometimes a person can be kind and compassionate. But it's still an expression of who they are. They have not really grown beyond themselves. They're doing good things, but it's still within the context of self. What that normally means is that the kindness, the compassion is somewhat limited. We do it because it's a rational thing to do. And because it's a rational thing to do, we also do it rationally. In other words, we do it as much as we need to do. We do in a limited way. We create boundaries around ourselves and all that kind of stuff. Says the Rambam, v'halachto, you have to grow. You know how you grow? Bidrachav, walk in Hashem's ways. When you start doing these mitzvahs that are already considered mitzvahs before in this pasuk, the chidush, the creative innovation of this pasuk is, this mitzvah is included in v'hafta reicha kamoicha, but it can be done there as just an expression of self. Here you have to do it because Hashem wants you to do it. You have to do it because it's a godly thing to do, not just because it's a good thing to do. I always say to people, the tachlis, the goal of Yiddishkeit is not to be a good person, it's to be a godly person. Good is very good, there's good things, but over here it's even more than that, to be a godly person, to connect to the infinity of God. And therefore, like it says, Mahu Chanun, just like He is merciful, you have to be merciful. Which means you have to do it like Him. His mercy is abundant, His mercy is infinite, our mercy has to be infinite. Our kindness has to be infinite, because we have connected through Drachav, His ways. Now of course the connection to the month of Elul is obvious. Number one, we know that Hashem's mercy to us is infinite, and therefore Hashem is compassionate. As we say in Slichas, we say, L'cha Hashem ha-tzedakah, you give tzedakah, you give us even if we don't deserve. And one of the ways to connect to that idea is to be like Hashem, to give others even though they don't deserve. Elul is a time to think about, you know, people that I don't like. Maybe I should be kind to them, even though rationally it doesn't make so much sense, but I'm going beyond myself. I'm growing myself. And just in general, in terms of our Yiddishkeit, in terms of our cheshbon, in terms of how we look at the last year, it's not only about looking at the things we didn't do, what we should have done, it's even about looking at the things we did do. How do we do then? Do we do it as an expression of self, or are we trying to go beyond ourselves and connect to the infinite God, v'halachta bidrachav, in His ways, to do it, to connect to Him in a most infinite way? Have a nice day and a nice Shabbos.